Now we look more closely at the district attorney situation with the reporters behind the story, and you can join in. What do you know about the DA for your county? The regular term of office for each district attorney is 4 years. Has your county's DA been on the job much longer? Do you remember voting them into office? How do you think the state prosecutor's office does in supporting DAs around the state? 800-642-1234. Bridget Bowden is Special Projects Reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio. Bridget, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
And Will Keneally is here, Multimedia Reporter at PBS Wisconsin. Will, thanks for being here.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
Hi. Well, let's start with you, Will. You know, you call district attorneys the local gatekeeper to the criminal justice system. Extremely powerful position, yet there isn't that strong desire for these jobs at the ballot box. What about running for elected office here? Is that a barrier to getting more people interested for these jobs?
Yes, definitely. So for district attorneys or potential candidates, you're opening yourself up to a lot of scrutiny. That on top of having to either front the funds yourself or raise money to run for office, a lot of people are just hesitant to, you know, kind of put themselves through that, put their families through that, to run for this top prosecutorial job.
And Bridget, you know, that is also running for office. That is a high dollar amount. It takes a lot at this day and age.
Absolutely. You know, we heard from Kim Lawton, the Bayfield County DA, in my story, and she actually spent several thousand of her own dollars when she ran for office in 2016. She told me that she actually did receive one contribution from someone she didn't know, and that I believe was for $10. But other than that, she funded her race herself. So it can be quite expensive.
Will, how long has this been an issue with these uncontested races?
It's been a while. So over the last decade, the Appeal did some great reporting on this. As many as 31 of the 71 district attorneys have not had a contest. This again, so it's 71 district attorneys, one for each Wisconsin county, and then Shawnee and Menominee counties share a single DA. This also affects a lot of the most populous counties in Wisconsin. So kind of running through the list, Milwaukee and Dane counties have both had only one contested race in the last four cycles. Waukesha has had zero. Brown and Racine counties have only had one contested race in the last four cycles. So for the past decade or so, a lot of these races have been just uncontested.
And when you say Shawnee and Menominee sharing, I'm wondering, is there a rural and urban divide to this issue, Bridget? Are there differences in rural areas versus urban?
You know, I think just as Will said, this is an issue that affects both rural and urban counties, although the experts that I spoke with did say that in rural counties, there's an aspect that doesn't really come into play in the more populous counties, which is that a lot of Wisconsin's rural counties are already facing a lawyer shortage. So in some of those counties, there just may not be any qualified or interested candidates. And that's not really the case, you know, in Dane County or Milwaukee County.
Yeah, Will, did you see that in your reporting that just rural areas just lack the number of lawyers and so interest is just low?
Exactly. So a lawyer, a private practice lawyer, can travel from, say, Milwaukee, for example, to other counties where the district attorney has to be kind of from the area that they're representing. So to find these people who are living in each one of the 71 prosecutorial districts of Wisconsin, it's certainly a challenge, yes.
We're talking with Will Keneally, multimedia reporter at PBS Wisconsin. Bridget Bowden here with Wisconsin Public Radio Special Projects Reporter. They've been looking into DA races. When was the last time you voted for a district attorney? What do you want to know about district attorneys and this role in your county? 800-642-1234. Will, back up for us, if you would, and explain what these DAs do in the county itself.
So kind of the short answer to this is they're the chief prosecutor for each county. The more nuanced answer to this is they function as kind of the gatekeepers to that local criminal justice system, as you were mentioning before. So they're the person who is taking a look at all these potential cases and really deciding what to do with them, whether to take them to trial, put them through the criminal court process, divert them to court alternatives like a drug court, make plea deals with the defendants. So they have a lot of discretion in that sense. In many cases, they will then try the cases in courts. Some of the larger counties will have kind of a stable of deputy and assistant district attorneys that will actually be in court trying the cases. They also, to some degree, function as liaisons for the victims and the victim's family to the criminal justice system, kind of on par with like a public defender or a defense attorney. The other interesting thing, too, is say there's a vacancy or some kind of absence where a district attorney from a neighboring county may not be able to kind of meet the full workload of their county. A DA from a neighboring county will then step in and help fill that workload or fill the function of that district attorney.
Bridget, in your reporting, did you find that the duties and responsibilities were very uniform from one county to the next?
Well, it certainly depends on which counties you're talking about,
okay.
Because for some of the larger counties, let's say Milwaukee County, it's a much larger office. You know, there's a lot more cases that they're looking at. But in terms of, you know, what's legislatively sort of assigned to district attorney, the core duties are the same. But depending on where you are and the size of your office, it could be somewhat different.
We have journalists Bridget Bowden of WPR. Will Keneally is here of PBS Wisconsin. They've been reporting on district attorney elections around the state and why so many run unopposed. What do you think is the reason why attorneys don't run for the job? What does it mean for the criminal justice system? What is the DA situation in your county? Still time to talk about this. 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It is a powerful job. We're examining why DAs rarely face election challengers and what this means for the future of our criminal justice system. It's The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Wisconsin elects 71 district attorneys in partisan elections. The district attorneys serve four-year terms. They preside over a single county. Nearly all DA elections in our state went uncontested last year. What would it take to meaningfully increase the number of contested elections? Still time to talk, 800-642-1234. We have journalists Bridget Bowden and Will Keneally of WPR and PBS Wisconsin, and they've been looking into this issue. They stay with us. Bridget, let's talk about salary here for a moment. As you've been reporting, you know, assistant DAs on a progressive pay scale can ultimately make more than their boss, more than the DA. What does that mean?
Right. So it basically means that if someone were to be in an assistant DA position for enough time, a number of years, they could progress to a level that actually is a higher salary than the DA they work under. And that's because DA salary is sort of on a different scale. It is set based on the county's population. Someone I spoke to, the Dodge County District Attorney, who's also the president of the Wisconsin DA's Association, said that is really a disincentive for experienced district attorneys who may be working as assistant district attorneys right now. It's a disincentive for them to run for DA.
Yeah, yeah. Is there change on the horizon?
Well, so there is a group of criminal justice related agencies, the State Public Defender's Office, the District Attorneys Association, the Association of State Prosecutors, the Department of Justice, and the Director of State Courts Office. They, in their budget proposal this year, have asked that be changed. What they want is for DA salary to be standardized across counties, and they want it to be sort of set at the maximum level that assistant district attorneys make. And under their proposal, that would apply in every county except Milwaukee County. Because Milwaukee County has such a large population, the DA salary is already higher than the maximum assistant district attorney salary there.
Well, Will, connect the dots for us. You know, these are powerful positions. How does this ultimately affect the criminal justice system?
Right. I'll also say, too, to the point of the salaries, this is also a way to encourage district attorneys or potential district attorneys, potential prosecutors to go into some of these rural areas, especially if you have young lawyers kind of right out of law school who see prosecutorial jobs as a way to get kind of really marketable trial experience that they could take to private practice. Raising the pay salaries for kind of rural district attorneys would encourage some people to maybe, you know, go into these rural counties, run for district attorney, or also stay in the office too, as they kind of gain more experience, which can help kind of foster more experience within the offices.
But staying too, I mean, has the flip side to that, that, you know, the trying different things or reforms might not work if you can't get new people into the office.
That's exactly right. Some of the advocates that we spoke to said, you know, just the sheer amount of turnover of district attorneys can either, you know, spark new change or hold on to these traditions. That exists both in, you know, keeping a single DA, keeping that person in office, but also kind of thinking of the criminal justice system holistically. The advocates were saying, you know, if you have large turnover of DAs, but who are kind of holding on to a more traditional view of prosecution, that district attorney's office will have a very traditional prosecutorial view.
I think we saw the DA's office on full display in Kenosha, right? And not prosecuting the officer who shot Jacob Blake. I'm wondering your insights there, Will, how you've seen discretion used or not used in prosecution with DAs.
So I think there are kind of two examples in recent Wisconsinites' memories of district attorneys deciding not to prosecute in very large profile cases. You have Kenosha with the Jacob Blake shooting, and also in Dane County with the Tony Robinson shooting as well.
Mm-hmm.
In both cases, so in the Dane County example, DA Ishmael Ozan said that the officer acted lawfully. In the Kenosha example, it's similar to some degree. In that case, DA Michael Gravely said that if he took the case to trial, he'd have too hard of a time proving that the officer didn't act in self-defense. And so he relied more on kind of a professional ethics. He said he couldn't ethically bring a case to trial that he didn't think he would win.
What do you make of that, Bridget, that the DA is allowed to have such discretion over what does ultimately get prosecuted, what goes to court?
Right. I spoke to some people who called the DA the single most important role in the criminal justice system. One thing that I thought was really interesting is because so many of our criminal cases end up with a plea.
Mm-hmm.
That makes the charging decision so, you know, ever the more important, because oftentimes the charge is the final decision due to a plea. And so I do think they're incredibly powerful. I should note that we also see very few contested races for judge. So this isn't, you know, a problem that's isolated to district attorney's office, but district attorneys do hold up really a lot of power.
And going back to the salary thing, you know, judges are paid the same across the state. Is that right?
That's right.
Yeah. We're talking with Bridget Bowden and Will Keneally. Bridget is a special projects reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio. Will is a multimedia reporter for PBS Wisconsin. As we look more deeply into the issues around district attorneys, why these races go uncontested, you can join in with your insights, what you see about the DA in your county when he or she was last elected, 800-642-1234. Will DA races line up with presidential elections? They're partisan offices. What is the political makeup and influence of Wisconsin's DAs?
So this to me is really fascinating that we have kind of partisan offices in the criminal justice system, but their fall elections, partisan offices line up with the presidential elections. So if you're looking at the top of the ticket, you know, make sure you scan down ballot to see some of those races. It largely kind of mirrors what I consider like a, you know, statewide election map. You have a lot of kind of Republican-leaning counties and a few more urban Democratic-leaning counties. So the breakdown is 41 Republican district attorneys, 23 Democratic district attorneys, 7 independent district attorneys as well. If you're checking my math, that's 71, again, because Shawnee and Menominee counties share a single DA. What I also want to point out with that, too, is, so for instance, like Milwaukee County, city and county, for other elected offices, say like state assembly, state senate, you'll have many seats because it's proportioned out by population, where the district attorney is representing a whole kind of acreage in Milwaukee. Mm. So you'll have a single person kind of representing kind of a more outsized, in these urban areas, more outsized population. The other thing that I find really fascinating is to go back to the Kenosha example, so you have two kind of elected offices that have a player role in the criminal justice system, district attorney and county sheriff.
Mm.
So in some of these counties, like Kenosha, for example, you have a Democrat in the DA's office, Michael Gravely, but a Republican in the sheriff's office, David Bett. So when you have the criminal justice system in Kenosha, for example, it looks a little bit more purple than just the kind of blue DA.
So, Bridget, ultimately, could increasing competition in district attorney races, if that could happen, would it lead to criminal justice reform? Would it lead to change?
So I think the experts that I spoke with would largely say it depends. Most of the people I spoke with think that contested elections are a good thing. They're a good thing for democracy. It's good to get people talking about the issues at play in any given election. And if there's no debate, there's no debate, right? Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, I think people I spoke with, you know, they want to make sure that people who are running for DA, you know, really want to have that position and they want to do a good job. So I think if it would lead to reform, I would say it's possible, but it depends on the circumstances.
Bridget and Will, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Bridget Bowden is special projects reporter at Wisconsin Public Radio. Will Keneally is a multimedia reporter at PBS Wisconsin. Just ahead, we talk with a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute about problems with the national debt and what it might cause. Are you concerned about the nation's debt? Should we cut government spending or rein in federal spending? 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.